You're listening to the audio production of The Color of Lies by C.J. Lyons, published by Blink and read by Emily Sutton Smith. To Evan, like Alec, you are a true gentleman and scholar. We don't see things as they are. We see them as we are. Anaïs Nin. Art is the lie that enables us to realize the truth. Pablo Picasso. Chapter 1. Ella. I hate birthdays. Birthdays taste of burnt toast and sour milk and smell of parched grass and frozen steel. Especially here in Cambria City, a place cold and iron-bound, with shadows so thick the sun runs and hides for weeks at a time. I yearn for the soft embrace of the sea, the sweet jasmine whisper of salt air. Funny, because I've never been to the ocean. Today I'm 18, officially an adult, so I decide to celebrate my birthday my way. I ditched my morning classes at the high school, showed up for my advanced composition and photo collage class early at Cambria College, and now, instead of heading home like I'm supposed to after my studio time, I'm relaxing at the bottom of a swimming pool in the college's natatorium. As usual, I'm alone. This narrow lap pool is too small for any class or swim team practices, and it's in one of the back rooms of the Nat, hardly ever remembered. Every year on this November day, my Gram Helen, who raised me, laughs and sings and dances. Usually she's a hermit, so I know the effort costs her dearly. That's exactly why I make sure to thank her, as much as I'd prefer to ignore the date circled on the calendar. I can't let her down, because behind her facade of giddiness, she weeps silent tears. So many tears you could salt an ocean with them. Every single time Gram Helen wishes me a happy birthday, it's with the shadow of death clinging to her. It's a story never told, not from start to end, but so many bits and pieces have been filled in by so many voices. Helen's voice, and Uncle Joe's, and even Darren's. Never mind, though. I can't remember anything from back then. A blessing, Helen says, they all say. A few years ago, I mustered the courage to check out the newspaper article about the fire, but I didn't make it past the picture below the screaming headline, flames reaching out to me from my laptop, heat singeing my face before I even reached the reporter's words. It left me sick for a day after, my imagination conjuring horror and pain, worse than if I'd been there in person. So lucky I wasn't there, everyone tells me. So lucky I was only 3. Too young to remember. So lucky my parents decided to leave me with Helen so they could take their first vacation in years. So lucky to have been hundreds of miles from that small cottage on a remote beach. Lucky to have been nowhere near the blaze that killed them. Which is why I'm here now, hiding from Helen's false smiles. I hover a few inches above the pool's floor. Swishing my fingers above my face, I use the crystalline water and softly shimmering light to paint images invisible to anyone except me. A mom and dad cradling a baby, love shining gold all around them. A little girl dancing and running and jumping into their arms for hugs, and her parents are so happy, so proud of her. They join hands, the girl swinging from their arms, knowing, certain, trusting that they will never ever let her fall. The perfect family. Smoke and flames fill my vision, vanquishing the sheltering calm of the water, engulfing my imaginary family. They vanish, ripples of a dream that never lived to see the light of day. I throw my body to one side, but the flames reach out for me, greedy, grabbing. Fire stole my parents, and now it's come for me. I huddle, my legs scraping the rough surface of the bottom of the pool. Black tendrils of smoke bind me, choking my breath. They lead back to a fiery figure standing high above me at the far side of the pool, the nightmare demon who terrorizes my dreams. When I was little, I used to have this nightmare almost every night. But now the memories only haunt me on this day, my birthday.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?